It was said of Cuchulainn that he had three faults. He was too young, too brave, and too beautiful. His hair was long and loose, flowing in strands over his shoulders, red and black and gold. His eyebrows were ash black. There were seven lights in his eyes and love and fire in his look. Four dimples on each cheek, seven fingers on each hand. And the men of Ireland were concerned that they would lose their women to this boy, and they said that he must get married. And so messengers were dispatched throughout Ireland to see if anywhere there was a woman of equal age, appearance and skill to Cuchulainn. But no woman was found. And then he himself went to search for a girl that he'd heard of and seen fleetingly, Ema, the daughter of Forgol, king of enchantments. And so he rode in his golden chariot, wearing his cloak with the blinding inlay of gold, and he leaped the wall to where Ema was working. "Who are you?" asked the girl. "I am the nephew of he that disappears in the Bove," replied Cuchulainn. "Hm," said the girl. "That must mean you are the nephew of King Concavor, because the Bove is a forest, and through that forest runs a river called Concavor, and you must also be a warrior, because there lives in the forest the Morrigan, the crow goddess of war." "Good," said Cuchulainn. "And who are you?" "I am as a maiden of the hills should be. I am a watcher that sees nobody. An eel hiding in the water reeds, a rush out of reach, a road that cannot be entered."
"By that," said Cuchulainn, "you mean you have a jealous father. What makes you think that I can't match your father?"
"Well, my father is as strong as any labourer, as sharp as any poet, with more wit than a druid. What are you?"
"What am I?" said Cuchulainn. "I am the darling of the whole Ulster army. The great warrior Fergus taught me fighting. Carbard, the enchanter, taught me magic. The poets have let me know that I am a spear in battle. As hard as steel and as bright as light on the hills or a flash from the sun. I am a stone of anger, a wave of justice, a spender of treasure. Armed men go backwards at the sight of my face."
"Hm," said Ema. "Well, I've never heard of you or your friends."
"That's enough," said Cuchulainn. "What are you then?"
"I am not all talk," said Ema. "I have the six virtues, beauty, wisdom, sweet speech, song, needlework, chastity." Because Cuchulainn, all the time she was speaking, had been looking over her dress. "Fair are the hills of that sweet plain. I would lay my sword there," he said. "No one comes anywhere near me with their sword until first they have gone sleepless in my service, from when the ewes are milked in spring, to earth sorrowing in autumn, and from autumn to spring again. No one comes anywhere near me with their sword until they have leaped that wall there, carrying twice their weight in gold, back over that wall with me in their arms and into their chariot. No one comes anywhere near me until they have killed 100 men at each river from my house to his and made the water run red with blood. Not until these things are accomplished will anyone come anywhere near me with their sword."
Cuchulainn had never met a girl who could stand up to him in conversation in this way, and he said,
"I will do as you command."
"In which case," replied Ema, "your offer is taken, it is accepted, it is given." And she turned on her heel.